Hellman on CliffCentral.com.
All right, Zelebs.com is the place to go when it comes to wanting to know what's happening in the world of every celebrity. I mean, how many people do you follow on Instagram? Like everyone.
Like everyone. We literally have to follow everyone.
Everyone.
Which is tiring.
Yeah. not tiring, though, when it's nice stuff happening with people. We love Rilibukile Mabotja and some good news for her.
Yeah, man. So last week it was officially announced that she is part of the SAMRO, South African Music Rights Organization. She's actually one of the youngest people to be on the board, so they say. So she'll be formally inducted on the 31st of August in Bloemfontein. For those of you who don't know her, she was an actress on Rhythm City. She was Fats' girlfriend on Rhythm City, and she also presented Dance Your Butt Off.
She's been around forever.
Yeah, she's been around.
She was also on Generations.
Yes.
When Ketiwa used to run the badge-making company.
Oh, my gosh, I remember that.
And I always used to think, who the hell is buying badges? That was one of the weaker plot lines on Generations. But nonetheless, I clearly remember it. That's cool for her.
Cool for her.
Listen, speaking of Generations, they've got a brand new cast member. Who is it?
Wesley Solange. She talks like this. So, it was announced about a couple of weeks ago that she was a role. So we caught up with her and we're like, dude, okay, what's going on? What's this role that you have to do? And she was like, well, I can't really speak a lot on it, but she says she interacts with Tau Mukhali, who's Rapulana Sepumo. And she said, like, you know, him and her have been wanting to work with each other for years. And now finally, she gets to act on Generations, the legacy, which is something interesting about to watch. And one of the things I also asked her is like, you know, in the entertainment industry, what would she love to change about it? You know, and of course, there's a lot of things a lot of people would like to change about it. But she was like, one thing she'd love to change is this ratio between quantity and quality. She feels like, she feels like there's so many people in this industry who, you know, the talent is not there. It's just the quantity, but the talent, not as much.
What does she mean by quantity? Like they got a lot of followers?
There's just a lot of people in the industry, but the talent is not there. So
she's a sweetheart. We've had her on before. She's very, very cool. I'm glad that she's getting a break now because I think that she was looking for something really big to do and this is it.
And I actually didn't know that she's a producer. She said she is actually one of the producers for, I think it's called Exceso, which shows in Angola.
Hmm.
Yeah, in Angola and I think Botswana, if I'm not mistaken.
Fantastic.
So she produces that show.
It's great news for her. Alright, let's shift gears for a second. Lulo Cafe has a smash hit massive song. It's called I Wanna Love You.
Yeah, I just wanna love you.
Beautiful. Notende is the one that says
that sings the song.
I just wanna love you. But now Notende has said that working with Lulo Cafe, not so hot.
Yeah, she basically went on social media, I don't know if she rant or complaint was what people would do, and she actually revealed like since the song came out around about 2010, 2011, she has not been paid for her for royalties. And she says that, you know, whilst the song was being made, there was never money exchanged because I guess they didn't foresee that it would blow up so much. Now the issue she had is that there are so many international compilations of this song, which means that clearly someone's cashing in the checks. And she's just like, okay, when am I going to get paid for, you know, for my money?
Has Lulo responded to any
of this? Yeah, he did respond. He said, he tweeted and mentioned that, you know, he doesn't really, really know the full story, but he'll get back with his publisher. So I guess he was trying to say things correctly before he says anything else wrong. And he went on Twitter, like, no, I'll come back with the full information about what went wrong. You know, at the end of the day, business is business. But he also added that he has the utmost respect for Notende. I guess things got muddled up.
Here's the song Notende never got paid for. So Notende, this goes out to you. You will not get paid for this. Take a listen. That is the sound of Notende not getting money.
Yeah, but someone said that, you know, they're going to speak with the record company. I forgot the name of the record company, but hopefully by the end of the week she would have gotten her check. And it's end of the month, you know?
This whole royalty thing, though, is an absolute shit show because the SABC are apparently very behind on royalties.
Really? I mean, Simpia Dana was like celebrating when last week she was like,
they haven't paid fully or something like that. I keep seeing in the news. Even just the way that it's structured, like music is a very difficult thing to figure out how to make money from.
It is.
I think sometimes, I mean, I pay 60 rand a month to stream all music. And I think, like, I stream a hell of a lot of stuff. Like, I don't know how much of that money anybody's going to get. Like, I don't know.
It's hard. So for the kids out there, if you want to do music-ish,
Well, this is why I put my rap career on hold. All right. Speaking of rap careers and successful rap careers, KO's had a very successful rap career.
Very.
But he's not so happy that Kid X has left Cash Time.
And funny enough, his representative called me a few minutes ago. They're like, "Yo, we want to do an interview on Zalips." I was like, "Cool. I hope they don't censor us and say no, you can't ask." Because
X, Y, and Z.
Yeah.
What happened?
He released a statement on Friday afternoon, and he first said, "Okay, firstly, no, Cash Time is a self-funded business, blah 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 blah." And he did express that he was sad about Kid X leaving, but what he says he's most hurt about is that, you know, everyone on social media was just attacking him and saying that he's the main reason why Kid X has left, because all of the attention, the assumption is that all of the attention is directed at him. And he's like, "Well, it kind of sucks that my label mates aren't actually, you know, defending me and actually saying that the reason why some of their songs or some of their albums aren't out yet is because of the pace or how the way they've been slow in executing their music out into the media." So he's basically saying that I'm sad. He's disappointed that no one in his team is defending him and saying that, "Look, guys, the reason our music or our albums haven't come out is because we're not finished. We're not done. And, you know, December's around the corner. We need hit tracks and nothing seems to be happening." So he feels sad about that. And he did make it clear that he's not going to talk about it again. I'm hoping he talks about it again when we interview him. But yeah, he's just disappointed that, you know, his team is not backing him up. No one is saying anything about, you know, the reason why he feels that people's music aren't put out there. He puts out his music. I mean, he's like, what, two singles that just came out. Ma'e released an album. He's released a couple of singles also. But I guess the general public's view on this is that it's always all about, you know, KO and not the whole team.
All right. And that's it, right?
Yeah, that's it.
That's all the latest celebrity news.
Yeah, but there's some that I'm sure people know now. I'm excited about it. What's happening tonight?
Yes. Tonight is a big launch of Touch Central, which is very cool. In fact, the Touch Central website went live a couple of minutes ago. Let me log on to it here so Z can live report what's happening.
Right.
It is touchcentral.fm. Of course, we start live streaming at 6 a.m. on Thursday with the Gareth Cliff Show.
Yeah.
We've revealed a large chunk of the lineup. There's still some very cool stuff to come, but I can take you through it very quickly.
Sure.
Between 6 and 9, every weekday morning, you can catch the Gareth Cliff Show with Gareth Cliff and team. And that's going to be simulcast on both Touch Central and cliffcentral.com. Then, this is very cool, she I interviewed her well over a year ago when she was still writing her book, Lerato Tshabalala, and she made such an impact. So it's amazing you know, we get to work with her. She's going to be on with the best of both worlds every day between 9 and 11 a.m. on Touch Central.
Awesome.
Then between 11 and 1, it's myself and Katlego Mauduba.
Kitty cat's
back. Yeah, Katlish is back in the building. That's going to be a lot of fun. We have some very, very big things planned. But I'm so nervous if I say them out loud that I'll think that's ridiculous. So let's just give it a bit of time. Then this is very, very cool. Between 1 and 3 p.m., O'Neill is going to be on Touch Central. O'Neill had an amazing show on Cliff Central as well.
Yeah.
And he's got a very, very cool co-host. Her name starts with a D. Her surname ends with an A. What is it?
Dinero Ranaka.
Boom. There you go. So now there's going to be a reality TV show, cruise, and all sorts of things happening.
Oh, my gosh. I can't.
It's going to be look how excited you are.
I know.
Dinero is a rock star. I mean, of radio, she's just an absolute legend.
Yeah. And she also has that whole uncensored thing going
on. She's a powerhouse. She's going to say very heavy things. Then, of course, between 3 and 6, of course, it's your boy.
It's your boy.
Touch Money, Touch Warwick, Touch Everything.
Right.
The Touchdown, weekdays between 3 and 6 on Touch Central. And then this is very cool. Monday to, I think it is Thursday. Let me double check here. DJ Capital is going to bring you the Capital Wrap-Up. Let me just double check. That's Monday to Thursday. See, I'm using the website as well here. Touchcentral.fm. It's Monday to Wednesday.
Yeah.
And then on Thursdays between 6 and 8 is the Sound Evolution with DJ Ms. Prue and DJ So-So. So that's going to be Very, very cool. And more still to come.
More.
Many things to happen, but touchcentral.fm is the website. The app is going to be out really, really soon. But if you just follow Touch Central on social media, you'll get all the information. Yeah, it's exciting. I can't believe it's Thursday.
Right?
Yeah.
Do you know Touch's horn that he uses?
Yes.
I feel like, you know, it's not really his, you know, he's instrumental or anything like that. But it's such a Touch signature that when I hear it on other radio stations, it's like, you can't use
it doesn't
that.
Work.
It's not yours. It's
yeah.
Touch.
I don't know if you saw, we did put up a job posting for an official horn player.
Oh.
People have been sending through their would just be your job is to sit in the studio and play the horn and
job
go.
Job creation.
Yeah, like that.
Love it.
Just you're going to hear that so much. So yeah, it's exciting. I think it's exciting. So we're just going to have to, yeah, it's going to be cool.
What a time.
What a time to be alive and all those hashtags. And thank you to Zalebs because you've been covering all of it so beautifully as well.
Awesome.
And getting everything right. You spell everybody's names correctly. It's fantastic. Well done. All right, Rockstar. That there is a Z from Zalebs. Dude, thank you so much for stopping by.
Thank you.
How to start your great with Kellogg's and the Kelman 20.
Don't procrastinate. Do what you want to do and do it now.
Be as good as you can, but they can't actually ignore you.
Run your own race and stop comparing yourself to other people.
On your own pace, your own race, your own lane.
Love yourself enough to work on yourself and be honest with yourself.
The main thing is action every single day. Small attainable goals that will get you in the right direction.
Hashtag start your great. Kelman on CliffCentral.com.